Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Have a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist about Cialis for Men. 10 milligram film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil. Now available without prescription in pharmacies nationwide. Find out more at www.cialisformen.ie. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label. Go Loud.
Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Guys, what's going on? Mark Megan's Weekly Roast is proudly brought to you by Cialis for Men, helping you get and keep an erection whenever you need it. I am so happy to be working with a brand that will help men, not just with their erections, but in realising there is nothing to be embarrassed about. Nearly 3 in 10 males have experienced ED, but only 1 in 4 are comfortable discussing it. Let's change that. Cialis for Men is now available without prescription from pharmacies nationwide. All it takes is a quick chat with your pharmacist and you're off to the races. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity contains tadalafil. Always read the label. Speaking of anticipated sexual activity, my mother got married on the weekend.
Wow. Straight in.
We live in a progressive world, my boy.
Wow.
So my mum got married on the weekend.
Yeah, how was that? I'd say it was lovely.
It was probably nicer than my own wedding.
Your wedding was pretty lovely.
No, I'm not talking about the decadence. I'm talking about the emotion, the sentiment.
Okay, yeah.
You have an ability, when it's somebody else that you care about, you have an ability to be present and actually just be happy for the person.
Okay.
Whereas on your own big day, for me anyway, it's just a maelstrom of anxiety, familial resentments and fear. And then people come up to you going, and they're like, would you have a glass of champagne today? Of course I will, Miriam. What a perfect day. Darren, I'm thinking of getting back in this house. Probably wait for a wedding day to try that out. Do you know what I mean? No, genuinely, it was... There is something profoundly joyous about seeing somebody a little bit later in life get married.
That's lovely.
It was honestly so beautiful. And I could wax lyrical all day and all night about my mum, but I won't. But yeah, she was like, just seeing her that happy was like a dream come true for all of us. So
did you have a role in it or?
What? Yeah, I was the MC.
Oh, how'd that go?
I'm a bad MC.
Are you?
People will find this weird, hard to believe, I hope. But yeah, I'm a bad MC.
He says to the person who's asked to play a central role in his wedding.
Well, yeah, but I mean, when I say I'm a bad MC, I don't like a job that's full stop. if there's one thing people know about Mark Megan, he doesn't like work. I don't like a role that's too open, it's too broad. If they said to me, we want you to get up on stage and talk about a piece of paper for 90 minutes, grant, no problem. But when it's just like, just get up and do a bit. Of what? Of what? Because, do you know what I mean? Like, I will make jokes that are somehow, like, not relevant to the wedding. It's too open-ended. I need a brief.
Did you do the accent?
Good luck. I came close.
Just like one joke didn't land in, like, I don't believe you.
Ooh, bad taste.
Yeah, good
bad
stuff.
Taste.
Good stuff.
Nevertheless, to be brutally honest with you, and I'm concerned about naming and shaming, but I had a run-in with the celebrant.
Oh, wow. Say more.
Okay, so it was a small wedding.
Yeah.
Boutique, or whatever you call it. Very intimate, absolutely stunning. And the celebrant, I had been told in advance, was a bit of a character.
Oh.
Which,
no.
In Irish culture, that either means an uncle with wandering hands or a cunt. you know, Michael, he's just a bit of a character. One of those people you have to get to know to realise he's a cunt. Do you know what I mean? Oh, you have to get to know him to realise he's really just a bastard. Nevertheless, this person who will remain nameless, I'll call her Sally, okay? That's not the real name, but we'll call her Sally. Somebody texted me, a different person involved in the wedding texted me, go, oh, is that Sally Blank? And I said, yes. And she goes, you've got your work cut out. And I was like, interesting, looking forward to this. So my role as the MC, it was really brief. It was just like, get up, welcome everybody. there was like only 60 people there, whatever. So it was, you know, there wasn't a huge amount of heavy lifting in terms of rules or whatever. However, one rule that was told to me before we even left the house in the wedding party was, we've been informed because of by the celebrant that the only requirement she has for the day is that nobody is allowed to have a drink in their hands throughout the ceremony. Okay. That's the one rule. And it was like impressed upon my mother to the extent that my mum was like, no matter what you do, Mark, the only job that I care that you fulfill today is when you get up on that stage, you say that people aren't allowed to have a drink before the ceremony begins, because she will literally legally not proceed with the thing. So I was like, okay, maybe it's because it's in a yacht club and it's a members club or whatever. I was like, okay, grand. So anyway, we're all waiting for Sally. And it's like, oh, we're supposed to be starting at whatever time. And then Sally arrives in and was like, okay, so I've been told now by the wedding, by people in the party, they're like, let's get this moving, Mark. I'm like, okay, oh, Sally, are we good? Yeah, I'll be ready in a few. Okay, less of the mingling, please. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? You're not, this isn't a mixer for you, Sally, you know?
Okay.
I again get up onto the thing, they're not even the stage, we're in this like private room.
And like I just, pulpit or whatever.
And she set up a microphone with more reverb. It sounds like, hello, oh. Oh, it's absurd. We're in a tiny room, right? Yeah. So I'm like, I really don't want to use the mic. She's like, you have to use the mic. I'm like, I hate this. So anyway, I just get up and I go, ladies and gentlemen, everyone turns around. And you see, this is the problem. They're expecting like Mark Megan, like a good stuff live show, which they don't get. So they're disappointed already when I don't start launching into jokes. But I'm like, you're all very welcome. What a beautiful occasion, blah, blah, blah. And I just want to say, and I appreciate the irony in an alcoholic telling you this, I'm no position to lecture people about drinking, but you are not allowed to have a drink in your hands for the ceremony. And everyone's like, sorry? It was one of those weird moments where they're like, is that a joke that didn't land well? And I was like, oh no, sorry, you think I'm joking, but we've been informed that. Next thing you know, hold on guys, sorry. Up comes Sally. She boshes me out of the way and she's like, don't mind him. Hold on to your drinks. It's a special occasion. That gets a round of applause.
You are messing.
I'm like, Sally, you motherfucker. She then starts launching. She's like, guys, it's going to be a great day. We're here. And I'm there standing. My siblings are crying, laughing. They're like, this is what we've been waiting for forever. Darren is almost going into labor. She's like, this is absolutely hilarious. I'm just standing there with the microphone in my hands. And when I try and speak, it's like, sorry. And then Sally's just there. Yeah, don't mind him. You can hold on to your drinks. Enjoy yourselves. It's a great day. We're all going to have a bit of a laugh together. Blah, blah. And I just then get back in the mic. I'm like, sort of a good cop, bad cop scenario. Absolute nightmare. She then proceeds to do her ceremony. And it's all about Sally.
Of course. It always is.
She does the whole thing. She keeps going off the beat. She's one of those people, like an overzealous waiter, right? Mm. Write it down. If you're going to take mine order, right, without writing it down, you best get it right.
100% agree.
I said no mushroom with the fry, ketchup on the side, and three sausages instead of the mushroom, because it should cost the same. Sally gets it wrong on several occasions, right? She then finishes the ceremony and goes, now, I hope you all enjoy your dinner. I have to go home and have spaghetti bolognese and watch EastEnders. Not my problem.
Was that a gag?
It was a weird, like... What, were you expecting an invite to the tea? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Come over to the day two there.
Anyway, I then I'm told by somebody, they're like, will you get her off the stage because you have to call people in for dinner? So she's now mixing in the room. And I was like, but she has like her PA system and stuff set up. And I was like, Sally, just to let you know, like, we're going to get a move on. And she turns around in front of guests who I know very well. And she's like, this guy wants me to go here. And I was like, sorry, Sally, it's doctor's orders. I just have to keep moving this thing along. She's like, oh, it's just because you're nervous about doing your speech. Isn't that it? And I was like, no, Sally, it's not.
Oh, we're not a fan of Sally.
Ani va. Oh. Let's go. Anyway.
Yeah.
Many happy return. Congratulations, Mum. A lifetime of love and happiness.
Sounds like you enjoyed it.
You are the light of my life. Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. How are we, my friends? Bit of huge news before we continue.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Brace yourself.
Let's go.
Galway. Oh. Friday, 26th of September. Black Box.
Unbelievable.
Recently played by a certain comedian known Jimmy Carr.
Really?
Yeah. Bit pretentious these days, though. Well, which will be me, by the way. Yeah. Given the opportunity.
Kettle pot.
Yeah. It'll be a solo show. No guests included. Nevertheless, Galway, I am bringing Mark Megan's good stuff to you. So this covers basically Galway, Clare, Mayo, Athlone, the base of Donegal. This is going to have to cover Sligo everywhere, even remotely near West, in the West of Ireland, because it's the last show of the year. So if you want to come this Friday, 10 a.m, you can DM me on Instagram if you want a link so you can save it in advance. Send me a message, ticketmaster.ie, whatever, 10 a.m. on Friday morning. As I say, this is not a joke. This is not a false alarm. This is the final show of 2025. So if you want to see me live with my man, Mystery Mick, and potentially a couple of special guests, okay? Ooh. I would like you to get tickets on Friday morning. Also, if you're coming from Clare, or if you're coming from Mayo, if you're coming from a little bit further afield, I'm half thinking of doing some sort of work with like a hotel group to maybe put up a couple of you in hotel rooms so you can make a night out of it. Let me know if you're interested. That will only be open to people who get tickets on Friday. So there you go. Sort
that's
of
only fair. That's only fair.
Push and pull technique there. Yeah, so yeah, if you get like tickets on Friday, I will automatically throw you into the running for a hotel room in Galway on Friday, the 26th of September. I can't wait. It's going to be the last show before I'm a father. It's going to be the last show of 2025. And who knows what the I may never get on stage again. So if anything, if you don't come to this show, this is like seeing... No.
It's a fairly strange selling technique.
This is like your opportunity to see, I don't know, the panto with Abe Lincoln 6 months before he goes to the theatre.
Wow.
Just for all of my forefather fans out there. Nevertheless.
Too soon.
Friday, 10 a.m. Oliva. Guys, you're very welcome to the roast of Tricks of the Tradesman. Tricks of the Tradespeople. This is a roast of crazy encounters with tradesmen, women, and then also men and women by tradespeople.
Okay.
Sort of covering all grounds.
Yeah, I like it, chat.
I received a lot of interesting replies over the weekend. I mean, Micheál, you've got a couple waiting for me already, but what was your particular highlight, would you say?
Oh, God. The two that I'm about to read out, I think, set a pretty high bar.
Let's go.
Okay. Tricks of the Tradesman. Five of us on site in Sandyford in 2009. Bored to tears. Every Friday, two of us had to kiss.
Mental. There are other cures for boredom. It's completely absurd.
But also, they're definitely just like bullying the two apprentices. Like, it's not the two senior lads on site.
But like, it's also, sorry. Wait there, read what to say? We were made kiss, or what was it?
Every Friday, two of us had to kiss.
Yeah, but he also says bored to tears. Yeah, so yeah. It's like, he's not like being forced to kiss.
Yeah. 2009, the sights had slowed down.
It was either Sudoku or scoring Seamus.
Yeah.
I just, Friday afternoon, will I treat myself to a chicken tikka baguette? Yeah, I will. Well, no, I can't actually, because I'm snogging Eamon behind the crane.
It's fairly grim, isn't it?
Well, if you're interested in snogging Eamon, it's a decent Friday afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
What time are you heading down Chasers at? 7. Well, I have to give Dermot a reach around behind the JCB at 6, so...
How did that, like, start? What did the first week look like?
Just, like, four or five builders sort of, like, sitting around. I'm thinking, like, US Army style.
Yeah.
You know, like, the shot in in an Army movie, and there's, like, one guy shaving with a broken shard of glass that will also be used to look around corners. Do you know
sure,
what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
There's another guy, like, looking at pictures of his little girl back home, like, his wife missus back in Alabama, who's definitely getting railed by the DHL driver.
Totally.
That's the game. Yeah. In the late 1940s, DHL drivers, not fast away, they never came.
Brilliant.
Double meaning there.
Good man.
Nevertheless, you know, you've got these builders sitting around on site, post-Celtic Tiger, Sandyford, it's a ghost estate. Right, lads, what'll we do? I don't know. No. Well, no, go on, what is this? I don't know, I was just thinking, like, there are five of us, right? Yeah. How many fags have you had today? 20. John Player Blue. Okay. So what's your breath smell like? Sort of like breakfast roll, John Player Blue, and I suppose misogyny. Cool. Do you fancy a score? No?
Can't see why not.
Better reaction. Okay. Number one. Moving on. Okay. Sally in the building, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Moving on. We got a magician for my pal's 21st. And my other friend got the ride off the magician.
A magician isn't a tradesman.
No, it's not.
It's not. Magicians are people who want to be musicians but just weren't good enough at guitar.
I like that.
That's a hill. Magicians are the guys that sit sort of in between comedians and musicians.
Yeah.
They're just weird.
Oh, I like that.
They weren't good enough for guitar. They weren't funny enough. So they have to find some sort of hybrid talent that's like, basically, let's be honest, by the way, the only reason, from David Blaine to Dynamo to whoever else, right? Nobody ever in the history of the dark arts has gotten into magic for any reason other than shagging.
Oh, totally agree.
It is the only reason. Do you know what? How else can I get in to impress? How can I get attention and impress people? Magic tricks. Pick a card. There's something so pathetic for me about, oh, pick a card. Pick me, ultimately, is what they're saying. Unlike us comedians who never need validation or reassurance. I actually have a theory, by the way.
Okay, go on.
Unfunny comedians are better than funny comedians.
Unfunny comedians?
Like, unfunny comedians are actually doing it for the love of it. Real, like, comedians who are doing, like, who get laughs, right? They're only doing it because they're like a child. You know when a child does something and people laugh? They don't know why they're laughing.
Yeah.
So, but they just keep doing the thing that people laugh at.
Okay.
Derangement. I don't believe it. Do you know what I mean? So they just keep doing, this is like a performing idiot who craves the acceptance and validation of their listeners. However, unfunny comedians, they actually, you know, they actually go out and just keep being unfunny. So they actually are the true, they are the purest.
They're the purest.
No.
We'll just beat that in post.
I wish we didn't have to. Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, so you're not saying that you're just laughing at their downfall. You just think that you are really, really into it despite no one finding them funny.
I think unfunny comedians are the real heroes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that, yeah.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
Any?
Like, I don't really know where. I'm kind of scared on how to respond to that because I think no matter what I say, you're going to either take it as, I don't think you're a funny comedian, or you're not a real hero. So,
am I that sensitive? I'm not a real hero.
You said they're the real heroes. My point in case.
Speaking of heroes.
My point in case. Case in point.
Speaking of heroes.
Go on.
Do you know what I'm really sick of? News outlets posting videos of Bruce Willis.
Sorry.
Okay, so Bruce Willis, as we know, like, at 43 was the biggest action star on the planet, okay? And then, like, now at 63, he has a very serious neurological illness that has rendered him, you know, severely physically and mentally impaired.
Totally, yeah.
Every 3 weeks, it's like, here's a video of Bruce Willis not being able to eat fucking cornflakes. 8 million likes. Stop it.
Demi Moore just mooching, like,
Demi Moore
living rent-free.
Demi Moore posting about that. No, but genuinely, it's not fair on Bruce. Let's be honest.
No, okay.
The man doesn't have agency, and then every 3 weeks in the fucking, I don't know, the Atlanta Daily Star, you know you've been on Facebook too long when you start getting fed articles from like the Georgia Tribune.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And or like TMZ, and it's like, here's a video of Bruce Willis dancing in the kitchen in his underpants. Don't do it. It's not fair on Bruce.
No, or else expect
Let
this to
the
go.
Man die well, easy, I totally not agree. Die hard.
Oh.
Let's play some voice notes.
Years ago, we had Tyler over in the house to do the kitchen backsplash. Anyway, he'd finished for the day and he'd gone home, and my mum was washing the dishes in the evening, and she noticed the child had pragged her sitting on the windowsill and looked a bit funny. The Tyler obviously knocked it over or something and broke the little golden orb at the top off. Anyway, the Tyler, he glued it back together, hoping we wouldn't notice, but he glued it upside down. So instead of Jesus blessing the world, it looked like he's about to play basketball.
I wonder would Jesus have been good at basketball?
Definitely.
I mean, I don't know if he would have had the time.
He was a bit preoccupied.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with that.
Jesus, we've got a training. Can we put you into the WhatsApp group for Tuesday for the old Bethlehem Bandits? Coach. Coaches insisted we come and do some lap. No, can't. Can't. What are you up to? Just going to be in the desert, actually, I think, on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Wednesday. How are you fixed Wednesday? Can't do Wednesday either. Why not? Still in the desert. Jesus, this is like, we've got state championships coming up. And
we need commitment here.
We're going to do some yoga classes with Pontius Pilates tomorrow.
Oh.
So if you fancy it. No, can't do that either. Cool. What is it that you're actually bringing? Jesus, stop. It's him sort of telekinesis punishing people. Okay. Yeah, because Jesus is also blasphemous. Yeah, brilliant, by the way. Brilliant by this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
The glue and the not having the wherewithal to understand Jesus isn't shooting free throws from the kitchen sink. Good luck, Oniva.
Hi, Mark. Yeah. So I went to do a job in a lady's house. I'd done a bit of work for her over the years. And I knew that she'd recently split up from her husband. So when I got there, she was like, oh, I just want a couple of lights put in the attic because I'll be getting up and down myself now. And I just wanted to be safe. So I said, no problem. Walk upstairs, took down the stair staircase and popped up through the hatch in the attic. When I got up there, I turned on my torch and I looked to my right and there was a massive stack of porn DVDs and magazines. Yeah. So as you can imagine, I was struck with shock. So I tried, she was down at the bottom of the ladder and I was kind of like pointing away where I was going to put the lights for her, but she had decided that she wanted to come up the ladder herself and show me. So she had her little torch and it was like a slow car crash as she walked up those steps. Because I said, as soon as she gets up through, she's going to shine her torch to the right and she's going to see the collection. Anyway, lo and behold, she comes up and sees the collection to her right and looks at me and the two of us just stop talking. And there was a moment of awkward silence and then we both just burst out laughing. So it actually was okay in the end. It was pretty funny. We just ignored the fact that we'd both seen what we'd seen and just continued on talking. And when I came back to do the lights, she actually hadn't moved them. So she left them there. And I suppose respect for ignoring the whole fact that...
I would say she definitely wanted him to see the porn.
Oh, there was a level of pride there for sure.
Magazines and DVDs.
Yeah.
Are people still buying porn magazines and DVDs?
I don't know. Like... did you ever have a porn collection or like hard copies of anything?
No.
Because I think...
like, I mean, sorry, back in the 90s, yes, like you would have had to go foraging for porn.
Yeah, yeah.
It was... you usually found them in wooded areas. Genuinely. I don't know how that... this is like a legitimate thing.
Like a common experience.
Porn hunting. Yeah, you'd be like... some, like the Famous Five picked blackberries. We picked...
Hustler.
Like different types just of... you go out and you'd be like, oh, there's a pair of Eastern European tits just down by the shredded grove near the estate. The amount of times I came across, if you'll allow the pun, pornography on my travels as a teenager.
Very, very strange.
And you'd get it and then you'd hide it at home and then show it to your brother and that would be like, but that I didn't have like a stash that I'd revisit.
There's something kind of endearing about the granny being proud of her porn stash, I feel like.
Is there?
Yeah. You know, I'm just going to shine my torch here. Oh, like conveniently on my... on my DVD collection here.
Well, like famously, one of my mates in school, when we were 14, we went to his gaff and he showed us his dad's porn collection, right? Mm. That he robbed from his room, which was just hidden like beneath his suits in his wardrobe, right? And he took it all and then was just like using it, okay? Consuming it. But then the dad robbed it back from him and the two of them have never spoken about it. And he's 34 and he just bought a gaff. And we, like, I meet his dad relatively regularly.
Yeah.
Not on the internet. And like, I'm like, yeah, I know what porn you use. And but the two of them stole it from each other over the course of a summer, like back and forth.
That's so strange.
It's horrendous. Oniva.
So my uncle is a contractor over in the States and he was called out to work on a job that he had done. He had built the house. So it was a new built house. No one had lived there before, this couple. And they had a backed up pipe. My uncle had discovered that the pipe was full of condoms. So he had said to the husband, like, I cleared the issue. The pipe was filled with condoms. Just stop flushing your condoms and you don't have the issue again. And the husband turned around to my uncle and said, well, we don't use condoms. I've had a vasectomy.
No.
And that's how he found out that his wife was having an affair.
Yeah, that's grim.
That's outrageous. How are you flushing condoms? Like, who in their right mind is doing that?
All right, Greta. I'd say it's pretty common.
Ah, stop with that.
All right, Greenpeace.
Oh, fuck.
Green penis piece. I'd say it's very common for people to be flushing condoms.
Really?
Well, it's better than flinging them against the window and watching them fall down.
But why is that the spectrum of how to dispose of them? Lassoing
it's
them.
It's the
or
fact that she's
them.
Creating some form of like philandering fatberg in the pipes of the jacks. That for me is the most concerning thing. The level of the decrepit deceit of flushing full condoms to the extent that there's enough rubber down there to create a blockage.
Yeah.
That's not cheating. That's like Genghis Khan. Do you know what I mean? That's procreation on a mass macro level. Send her to fucking Japan or South Korea. Get the figures up. That's bananas.
Yeah.
Genuinely, how much pipe is she? Luigi and Mario. The entire family of Little Mario. All the Marios. Little Mario, Big Mario, Wario, Princess Peach. They aren't going through enough pipe, as much pipe as something pipe related, basically. Yeah. That's the gag. The gag is penises, pipes, plumbers.
Loads of pipe.
Do you know what I mean? Also, sorry, mate. No, I've actually had a vasectomy. That's so, I bloody know my wife is cheating. This didn't happen. You'd never tell the guy, yeah, mate, there's about 67,000 Johnnies blocked up your pipes there. Like Tim Allen in Home Improvement. Well, I've had a vasectomy. Like, Aniva.
So basically, we had this cleaner for a few years and she was really nice and she'd be coming to our house for maybe like 2 or 3 years and then she had a baby. And then after she returned to work, after having the baby, one of the days, she texted my mum and said she was kind of stuck, that her husband was delayed in work. So it was okay if she brought the baby to our house and he'd come and collect the baby. So my mum's like, yeah, that's absolutely fine. So they arrived where we were talking to them, got to see the baby, blah, blah, blah. We left the house and then... my mum realised she'd forgotten something. So like about 25 minutes and half an hour later. And when my mum came in, she was like, hi, like called into her house. And like, no response. And my mum walked up into her room and there she was, breastfeeding baby in my mum's bed.
No.
Her, the husband and the baby in my mum's bed, watching TV in my mum's room.
No.
And safe to say, we never saw her again. But then just an added bit onto the story. That night, my mum looked at her Instagram and she had posted about like 3 pictures on her Instagram in my mum's clothes. So not only did she get into my mum's bed and breastfeed her baby in my mum's bed, she also tried on all my mum's clothes and took selfies in the mirror. So yeah, we never saw her again. But it was bizarre.
Absolutely outrageous. Completely ludicrous. I don't know where to start.
Yeah, it's so wild.
Why is the husband in the bed as well? Why the breast? Why the 3 family? Like the little Sylvanian family. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Upstairs like little mice. I don't know why they're mice, but with little micey breasts. It's just completely crazy. South Dublin people, I've always said this though, they have a bizarre relationship with cleaners.
Do you think so?
Yeah, it's something that's very weird because like having a cleaner is like an extraordinary privilege. Okay,
yeah, absolutely.
Which I'm aware of, but like South Dublin people, it always amazes me the way that they talk about cleaners or the cleaners who clean their houses.
Okay.
Not in a Kelly Osbourne way, but just like,
oh, wow, yeah.
They're so quick to like, they love sort of talking about their cleaners as if it's like The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock. Do you know what I mean? It's we have a great girl, Magda. She's been with her for three decades now. You know, she's part of the family at this stage. Honestly, like, she, you know, we wouldn't know what to do without her. We'd be completely lost. You know, she's part of the franchise. She's like one of my own. As soon as an iPhone charger goes missing, that must be fucking Magda. She's always been greasy pod. She's gone. Do you know what I mean? They turn on them. Where's my fucking iPhone charger? They completely gone. Nah, she comes in and does the dishwasher and takes the 50 quid. She's a fucking scumbag. Like, honestly. So that's a separate thing. But like, half an hour. Quick. Husband, breast, milk, baby, TV, curry omnibus. It's just so absurd.
I'm all for, like, if you have people working in your house, tradespeople, cleaners, whoever, I'm all for, like, allowing them to be part of the house. Or if they want to make a cup of tea, throw their lunch in the fridge.
Allowing them to be part of the house?
Yeah, like, make themselves at home.
All right, Fagin. Do you know what I mean? I'd rather pick a bucket or two. Weird ass.
Oh, you're an arsehole.
Weird ass, like John Wayne Gacy type.
You know what I'm saying, though.
Like, yeah, you okay, so you allow people to use the loo if they're in your gaff?
No. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Have Blue Peter been in touch? You got in the... Anyway.
Play with me. Why do I show up here?
I don't know. I don't know. Let's go. Oh, guys, I hope you're enjoying the weekly roast. It is truly my favourite time of the week. And thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate it. I know I get a bit sentimental and I get a bit earnest sometimes when recording the podcast, but I do genuinely really appreciate it. We have been growing at a crazy rate the last couple of months, and I just want to say thank you so much. I mean, in a way, a good way for you to say thank you, of course, would be to come and see me live in Galway.
Agreed.
Wouldn't that be an idea?
Absolutely.
Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. The link is in my bio on Instagram. Last ever show before I'm a father. This is, in a way, if you want my child to grow up into a loving world and home, buy tickets. Otherwise, my child, sadness is on your conscience. Let's just get
you're
on with
leaning on your yeah, incoming
is,
child.
That's the game. That is... No, it's not. It's definitely not, by the way.
Yeah.
Nevertheless. Okay. Oliver.
You're mouths to feed.
Hi, Mark. I have a really funny story about my brother, who is a plumber by trade. So this is years ago. This could be 20 years ago at this stage. But he was plumbing a house one day, and it was a new build house, so there was everybody was on the site at the time, builders, plumbers, carpenters, kitchen fitters, whatever. Okay. So he was after plumbing up the bathroom, and he's like, "Oh fuck, I need to take a shite trick." So he went into the toilet and he'd done his business and he flushed the toilet, and obviously that was fine. But then he realised that the pipe going from the outside down into the whatever tank, septic tank or whatever, hadn't been plumbed. So he flushed all his shite out onto the ground outside where there was people all working, and yeah.
And the woman who owned the house was like, what, in her wedding dress? I don't believe it. Not true. How could a plumber... Like, literally, that's his you had one job.
Yeah, it's a fairly important thing to check before using a toilet.
Also, in terms of getting high on your own supply, use a different jacks, John. Do you know what I mean? No, not having that. Oniva, let's go.
All right, so my husband is a joiner, and he had a co-worker who had an elderly neighbour that asked if he could go up to the attic to check a leak. She said she had the leak fixed about 10 years ago and the guy did a fantastic job, but it came back. So he did the neighbourly thing, went up to the attic to see what was going on. The fix that your man did last time, he actually got a literal bathtub and chucked it under the leak. No. So for the past 10 years, the bathtub has been slowly filling up with water, 10 years worth of rain into a bathtub in the attic. Like, you actually couldn't make this stuff up.
Okay. I feel like that's niche enough that it's probably true.
Oh, it's true, but this person clearly doesn't understand how water works.
Why?
Like, loads of houses will have wells and water stores in the top of the house.
Sorry?
Yeah.
All right, the roof expert. All right, Anne Frank.
Dermot Bannon over
all
here.
All right, the attic king. No. Yeah, Dermot Bannon would have been a better reference than Anne Frank. Nevertheless.
There is a reason I know this, though.
Go on.
So my cousin lived in a house in Rathgar Road. It was a shared house. And for weeks...
Getting in the shared house just to make yourself seem more working class.
The common man.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, yeah, well, it was a shared Victorian
It was a
four-story. It was a shared living on Palmerstown Park. Go on.
But he did. He lived in a shared house, and for weeks and weeks and weeks, they had this really bad smell coming from the water, and they had to like get down to the landlord, who had a handyman. It was going on, and it didn't stop.
Mm.
It transpired that in the well in the ceiling of their home, or in the attic of their home, they found 7 dead pigeons.
No.
So for weeks they were brushing their teeth, they were showering,
no.
They were using water every single day that had decomposing pigeons in the water well.
And was it the hot tap or was it also the cruel? That is that is the worst joke in the history of the podcast. That is the worst joke I've ever made. I'm actually going red at how shit that was. doesn't even make sense. No. Puts in the hot tap and the tap. Seven pigeons.
I don't believe it.
That is too many pigeons. That's astonishing.
Isn't that hard? But that's how that's actually how I know the intricacies of water management in a house. There is like,
oh my God.
So obviously your man, I've probably put a well in. It's not that salacious or mental.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Pretty grim.
That is grim. 10 years of water. I used to always say, and genuinely, it's probably one of my earliest philosophical thoughts.
Okay.
I remember I used to stare into the mirror when I was like 3 and go, who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I? For ages.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you ever do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And just keep asking yourself, yeah, but who am I? But who am I? Who is the I that's asking who am I?
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite like non-dual meditation sort of thing. Genuinely.
No, I've done it, and did it a lot as a kid.
Look for the looker, as they say, because then you can notice. Anyway,
yeah.
Talk about the meditation. Yeah. All right, Dermot O'Leary, do you know what I mean? Anyway, I used to always just think, like, if you got a bucket of water and just left it there, what would eventually the water... Does anybody know the answer to this? If you just got a plastic bucket of water and just left it there, how long would it take for that bucket of water, like for the water to like evaporate or disappear? Or would it just stay there forever?
I'm scared to answer it because you'll make some rogue reference to who I am, but like it will do nothing. It'll just sit there and get bacteria. Okay. Stagnant water is actually really dangerous.
Is it?
Yeah, genuinely.
Because the flies?
No, just like bacteria will develop in it. Water needs to be moving in order to like stay clean.
Okay, so Aquaman in the studio.
Oh, there we go.
With
lovely.
His watery dick.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Bringing up your dick.
Watery dick.
Slagging your dick.
I didn't realize you were 14. Oniva.
So I get a call one day from this woman in South Dublin, and she wants me to do her smoke alarms. So we had a couple of calls before the actual job happened. And I could tell she was a bit eccentric on the phone. Now, really nice woman, but I could tell like she was a bit eccentric. So anyway, come to do the job and walk in and she's, oh, how are you doing? How are you? And great, you know, gets me a slice of cake and a cup of tea and all the rest of it. Lovely. Starts talking about everything and anything about when she lived abroad, this, that, the other. And now look, I love the chats. I was enjoying the chats, but I also had other apartments to do. So I was kind of conscious of time. But anyway, as I'm working away on the smoke alarm, I'm standing up on the ladder and she says to me, she just set up a quartet with some friends and would I like to join? And I said, oh no, Jesus, I haven't a musical bone in my body. Like I don't play any instrument. She goes, no, but you have a lovely voice. And I said, oh no, I don't. She goes, oh no, I know by listening to you. And I said, no, but singing I don't. I said, you know, I can't sing. She goes, no, you can. I was like, I don't think I can. But anyway, she goes, but what's a song you like now? What's a nice ballad or whatever? And for some reason, Rainy Night in Soho just popped into my head. So I told her that. So anyway, out she whips the guitar that was on the stand beside the couch. And she strums a few chords. And then she goes, no. And I didn't know what was going on. So she runs into the bedroom then.
Jesus.
Out she pops with a violin. Now, bear in mind, I'm still standing up on the ladder at this point with a screwdriver in my hand. Yeah. And she starts playing Rainy Night in Soho. And she goes, now sing it. And I said, oh, no. Like, I was starting to panic. Like, I was like, no, I can't sing. Like, she was like, no, sing. And I was like, no, I'll hum it. She was like, okay, we'll hum it then. So I start humming it. As it gets to the chorus, the humming's no longer good enough for her. And she starts going, now sing. And I was going, oh, and she goes, sing. So I bear on the ladder, in my Snickers work boots, the full whack, giving it socks to on a rainy night in Soho. And she is tearing that violin asunder. And still to this day, one of the strangest experiences.
Good stuff, yeah. Conscious of time, he says. Conscious of time? Here's an 11. I've actually heard shorter eulogies. The speeches at my wedding weren't that long. Well, we won't mention the war. But like, thoughts?
It's quite forceful.
If there was a gun to your head,
yeah,
right, and you had to sing a song to save your life. So armed assailants, they've broken into your house. Kate's already dead.
Okay.
Three bullets to the back of her head. Yeah. She's gone.
Gone.
The blood is... At what point would you go, do you know what? I'm not really fucking arse singing, lads. You just murdered my fiance. Forget Mr. Piano Man. Do you know what I mean? Or you're not going to I'm not going to launch into the streets of no name. Like, my socks are, my high tech socks are rouge with the bloody almost blue, like warm blood of my one true love.
One true love.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. What song would you sing to save your life?
Oh, God.
If you had to, because you used to play the guitar. You struggled
with this. I still do a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're that guy at the wedding.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
Worst thing in the world.
Worst thing in the world. No, I'm certainly not that person.
What song would it be, though?
Oh, Hallelujah.
Really?
Why not, yeah?
Give us a go.
Absolutely.
It has to happen. If it doesn't happen, you're never on the podcast again, and this relationship is immediately severed. So you've got 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. I'll help you if you get stuck. 4 seconds, 3 seconds.
I heard there was a...
Nah. Would you go for the Jeff Buckley version of the Leonard Cohen?
It's Jeff Buckley all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Jeff Buckley. Leonard Cohen does nothing for me.
Does he not? No. You prefer a Jeff? When he's off doing backflips in the Liffey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, just nipping out for a swim, are you, Jeff?
What about you, though? What's your go-to?
My go-to?
Not go-to, because, yeah. What would your...
It would probably be Don Clean, American Pie.
Oh.
Up until Moss Growing Fat and the Rolling Stone, at which case my voice, you know, I'm gone.
Yeah, okay.
Either that or Purple Pills by D12.
That is mental. That's Bizarre's like the last voice. Song I listened to before I came in here today.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you watching an episode of Drake and Josh as well this morning? 11-year-old from Ohio. Goodbye, yo. Let's go. Okay, guys, it's time. It's time to get into the slop, okay? It's the final section. Great to be here. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're recording in a different studio today, so I don't know if there's any sonic disparity between today and the usual weeks, but if there is, forgive us. It's because there's building being done. There's work being done to the building, and there's building work being done in this building.
Could have left it.
Nevertheless, get ready for it. In the interim, Friday, 10 a.m, tickets go on sale. The last show of the year. Galway, Clare, Mayo, Sligo, Limerick, Athlone, Roscommon. Don't you just name in all the counties. Yeah. Anywhere you're from. Make this be the one. Friday, 10 a.m. I can't wait to see you guys in the Black Box in Galway on Friday, the 26th of September. Not long now. However, first we have to do some roasting. Let's get into it.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Mick. Hello. Story is this painter offered me a large amount of cash for a quickie. Well, I would consider a quickie anyhow. He said, 5,000 for half an hour.
Sorry.
And we could drink tea for 20 minutes of that.
Okay.
Now, I had to refuse because, like, I don't actually drink tea.
That's right.
The tea.
No, obviously, I just wasn't into it. I was in my early 20s and he was hitting, or maybe a little bit past retirement age, so had to tell him to stick to the bush jokes.
Wow.
Seems like a pretty high stud fee.
10 minutes being a quickie.
Yeah.
10 minutes isn't a quickie.
No.
I know. 10 minutes is a quickie. 11 minutes now, that's a longie.
Yeah.
The sort of sweet spot, 10 and a half minutes. That's your average.
I'm with you.
€5,000 is a lot. That's Richard Gere.
Richard Gere, yeah.
Levels. I would have thought. As somebody who's never purchased intercourse.
No, never done that, but I can't imagine 5K is like a standard fee. It's not an industry standard.
What would be the industry standard?
I genuinely have never, ever even been tempted, but you'd have to imagine like 100 quid.
No, it couldn't be that cheap.
Surely.
The cost of living?
You go to Amsterdam, you're telling me you're
the
not...
cost of giving?
Oh. Go on. Very good. No, like, it's not going to be that much money.
I can't imagine being any less than 250.
250, yeah. But not 5K anyway. That's outrageous.
5K, Brendan, call over to my gaff in the fucking overalls. I'll do a job for 5K. I'll give you the night of your life, 10 minutes of your life. And I'll give you tea.
What's the lowest amount of money you'd have to go for?
With Brendan?
Yeah.
5K.
5K.
On the nose. Any less, good luck.
There we go.
5K, I think
Patreon.
I could make...
Patreon.com.
5K, I think I could make a reasonable argument to Darren and go, I had no choice.
Yeah, okay.
5K is like, you know, 6 weeks of childcare.
Yeah, true, yeah.
So, let's just move on.
Okay.
Hi, Mark. So I had this guy come to give me a quote for getting my patio done at the back, and chatted it through everything, showing him what I wanted done and seeing what was the best way to do the best quote. As we were walking to the front door, he started asking me, he said, how long are you single? Now, kind of taken back, didn't know what he meant. Asked him again. He asked me again and he goes, you're divorced, like? And I said, yeah, a few years. So do you date much? And I was like, not really. Don't like the apps. Well, maybe I could take you out sometime. My 14-year-old son sitting there looking at him going, fuck off, man. Proceeded to tell me I was a lovely woman, fine looking thing, and Jesus, I'd love to go on a date with you. All the while me trying to shove him out the door. I'm 41. He was 25. So fair.
I mean, initially I was like sort of thinking, ah, that's okay, but it's not really, is
no,
it?
It's not at all. Yeah. You can't. It, like,
the okay. Environment is not, it's a professional environment. She has paid you to do a service. She is not looking to solicit anything other than a patio.
No. And also, I think, say he was working with her. Mm. You can maybe, if you want to ask that question at like the end of the job when you're not going to be in contact, when you're given the quote, it's a bit of a bold move.
I think with something like that, it's always a case of A, like, unless there is a ferocious spark in chemistry.
Yeah, like,
and
undeniable.
Even if there is, wait until you are off the premises.
Totally.
And then run the risk and go, I hope you don't mind, but I just want to send you my number. If you're ever interested in getting a drink, excuse me.
Yeah.
I've got 5,000 euro in my pocket and I'd love to give you the best 9 minutes of your life. The other two are from Mark Meegan. He's offering discounts because it's a Tuesday. The horny bastard. Let's go.
And he will build 90. Right, so it was about 10 years ago. I was living at home and my mom and dad decided to go away while they were getting the ensuite and downstairs bathroom done. They were going to America for 10 days or 2 weeks or whatever. So left me in charge, whatever. And the lads were due to come on the Monday and start work. And my mom and dad were heading off later on that afternoon. They then changed it to the Tuesday and I would just leave a key out when I went to work and left my phone number, any problems, give me a ring. So my mom and dad were like, it's grand, it's all sorted, they know what they're doing, it's all there on the whatever, order form. So I get a call about 12 o'clock that day and the plumber calls me to say, I don't know how to tell you this, but we're after demolishing the wrong bathroom.
No.
I was like, what? So they hadn't looked at the order form and they just went in and started pulling tiles off the wall, smashing up the toilet, the basin, the shower, all that. And then it was only when one of the other lads went into the other room, someone said something like, God, it's not even that bad. I wonder why they're getting it done. They went in and found the ensuite, which is the room they were supposed to do. So I had to try and get a hold of my mom and dad then and let them know what happened. And yeah, they ended up anyway getting 3 new bathrooms and all was fine when they came home. But never again, I said, never again. Anyway, love the pod. Thanks,
Emil. Mental.
I can't imagine. Even if I was a kid, I'd feel I was in somehow like to blame. I would be sick with the fear.
It's so profoundly stupid.
Yeah.
I can't quite understand it.
It's insane, but I would be terrified that entire time.
What's the boldest thing you ever did when your parents were away?
Oh, God.
Remember that summer that you were walking around with 5,000 euro cash? Where did you get that in the end?
I'll tell you one thing I did.
You were leaping. Go on.
This is just, yeah, this is ridiculous. No, I did leave a bath running in my house.
In your mate's attic for 10 years?
No. Lovely. In my own house, and I put the ceiling through.
Really?
Yeah. Like a big, like 6-foot crater. It was bad.
What?
Yeah.
How did you,
how did I walk? Like, I walked in, there was a hole in the...
But like Britney Spears, Curious style, or... No, what was that song? Every time I love... When she's in the bath.
Yeah.
I've got it here in my... No, what? What's the Britney... Okay, yeah.
No, left a 6-foot hole. Like, I went to run a bath, no idea why, fell asleep on my parents' bed and then woke up and there was just like no landing anymore.
Are you like a 90-year-old? Are you the mother in the Titanic? Like you go, you run a bath and you take a sleep on your parents' bed. Goldilocks. What the hell is wrong with you? Oh, did the alarm on your hip go off whenever you fell? Pensioner ass. I don't know what came over me. I was watching The Chase and Bradley got me wet and then I went upstairs. I think we should just play the music. Yeah. Let's go. Thank you so much for listening to Weekly Roast, guys. I really and truly appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you want to come and see me live, this is your last chance to see me live in 2025. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. DM me on Instagram if you want the link so you can save it in advance. This is the only show. There are not going to be any more shows added. It is a one night only. So please snooze and you will lose. This is your chance. I hope you bloody take it. I hope you're doing well and I'll speak to you very soon. Mind yourselves, guys. Take care.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Are you one of nearly 3 in 10 men experiencing erectile dysfunction? Why not have a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist about Cialis for Men 10mg film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil, now available without prescription in pharmacies nationwide. Find out more at cialisformen.ie. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.